Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Home is where the heart is, and my heart is certainly at home today here in Apex Church, bringing you the word this morning. Well, what a year. All you ladies who are watching this today are wonderful. Each one of you means something special to us here in the church, and to the family and friends that you see in your world. We're so thankful to each one of you for the dedication you have shown to them this last year especially. What has home looked like for you this past year? Well, for me, 3 days in and I was backing out. I'm like, no, this is not for me. How can I do lockdown? There was dishes, there was people, we just weren't finding a rhythm. It just took a while to find the balance. Give me a thumbs up in the chat today if you can agree with that. I'm sure also some of you took a minute to find the balance of homeschooling, of working from home, of organising kids even though you were working as a key worker. It all just took a minute to find our rhythm. You have led your team from home because that is where your heart is. Even on the days it felt overwhelming, the days that the schoolwork just didn't get done, the days that you hid from your kids for 5 minutes, you were still there leading and guiding them from your heart. And where I lead from affects the others in my home. During a ministry call meeting just a few weeks back, we were asked to share how we managed to lead ourselves given the circumstances we live in. And I said this, that I can't lead myself, my family or a ministry if my life is in chaos, if I am feeling muddled, if I'm feeling riveled. I need to find myself in God's word in order to be able to lead effectively in my home, with my children and in ministry. God just asks us to take one day at a time and to rely on him. Titus 2 verse 7 says, above all else, set yourself apart as a model of a life nobly lived, with dignity, demonstrate integrity in all that you teach. I want my children to see that even though we are living in a much different world, Mum is trying hard to lead us well. No, it's no easy task and there's no easy answers. Each day it's a daily surrender, asking God to come in and help. Just the strength for that day, one day at a time. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, teach a youth about the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. It doesn't always have to be a spoken word into their life. Your demonstration of leading, they're watching, they'll see it, and as they grow, you'll see them reflecting that behaviour and how they lead themselves. And I've been studying for a new course over lockdown, and just at the start of session 3, they asked us to reflect on person of influence in your life when you were a child, and what value you have now from that relationship. My mum was a teacher. My granny and her sister, Auntie Blossom, and yes, she was as lovely as her name sounds. They would look after me each day, Monday to Friday. And we had so much fun together. We had routine. I knew what jobs we were doing and what days. I knew where they would take me, to the Granda Swings in the Broch, that we would go for our messages on a Friday, would be across the road because she had transport. And all these values I saw, the sewing, the baking, the playing the piano, the singing to us. We went to church together as a family with them on Sunday as well. And the values I got from them then, I see living through me now in the example in the family heart that was at the heart of that home. We read in the book of Judges chapter 4 about a woman named Deborah. Deborah led her people. She had the highest spiritual, political, and military position. But she doesn't use that titles. She describes herself as a mother in Israel. That's a large home, right? She had so many qualities that equipped her for each of these roles, and we'll have a look at some of them this morning. And a bit of background to take this into context. Deborah had helped lead the Israelites against the Canaanites, who had been oppressing the Israelites for 20 years. Inspired by God, Deborah aided Barak, a male military leader, to lead the armies of Israel to Mount Tabor in an all-out assault on the Canaanites. They defeated Sisera, the commander of the Canaanites. Then the Israelites lived on in peace for the next 40 years. Deborah had so many qualities. Deborah was approachable. The people of Israel came to her. She was sought after. She would sit underneath the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the mountains, and the children of Israel came to her for judgments on the disputes that they had. Deborah had a relationship with God. She knew God and spent time with him. She understood what he wanted for his people. Deborah was a leader. Barak was the military leader of the Israelites. He is a man in a high-powered position, overseeing thousands of men. Deborah leads Barak in his decision-making process, then she accompanies him into battle, continuing to instruct him in what he should do. Deborah was courageous. She was willing to go into battle with Barak. He tells Deborah, "If you go, I'll go, but if you won't go, I won't go." She responded by saying, "I will surely go with you." Her boldness and courage here is astounding. Deborah understood leadership. She understood that her leadership came from God, and she is obedient. Nothing inhibits her from doing what she believes God is calling her to do. Deborah's heart was with the people. Judges 5:9, "My heart is with the rulers of Israel, who offered them willingly with their people." Inspiring leaders care deeply about people. Her heart is with the people. In preparing for this message today, it made me reflect so much on this past year, how I have been as a mum and a wife, as a friend, as a leader. And when I was looking for a woman in the Bible to see her values and how her heart served, Deborah really stood out. Approachable. Each one of you have got a sphere of influence. You've maybe not heard that phrase before, but you have an influence. You've got an influence at home. Your toddlers, your babies, your children, your parents sometimes, they always rely on you and they need you in that moment. And as they get older, they'll come and ask you questions. They'll ask for advice. They'll ask for cash. So are you approachable? It tells us that Deborah sat under a palm tree discussing and helping sort out all these disputes. Now, I wouldn't mind sitting under a palm tree sorting out disputes if it was easy, but I'm sure that's not the case. Relationship. How is your relationship with God? Well, I challenged myself here this last year, looking for some extra things I could do to strengthen my relationship with God. And two of the things I did was, I read a book by Alex Seeley called Tailor Made, and she really is describing her life story and how she's grown through that. And many of you have maybe read it and have read that she had a troubled upbringing, and I certainly do not come from a position like that, but a lot of what she said resonated with me. A lot of things that weren't necessarily bothering me or pulling me down, but it was things that God wanted me to deal with in my life. And that was a great tool for me to be able to release them to God and hand it over. And the second one was a Bible study by Holly Furtick. She's an American pastor, and the study was obviously rolled out in American time, but we could catch up the next day. And it did so much to strengthen my marriage to Stephen. It was just so insightful, the values she was sharing with us as women. And I know there's girls from Peterhead did the same study, and I've heard some amazing feedback of the change it made in their lives. Are you a leading lady? Well, of course you are. You're leading your family in your home. Sometimes you maybe think that they're leading you, but no, you are definitely leading them. They look up to you. You are the single most important person to them in their life. You are their leader. You can't lead on empty. This really opened my eyes to see where I could go with this, because My ones aren't little anymore. They're not coming in cluttered in dubs. They're not drawing on the walls or sticking up pictures where they're not supposed to. But I need to let them see that I am leading from a position of being found in God. My leadership must come from God, seeking Him daily in the situations we face. Homeschooling, who even knew that was going to be a thing? That was a whole new ball thing, a whole new ball game. Working from home, caring for nieces and nephews, balancing the work-life lockdown, leading well, depending on God, you can't do this on your own. Do you feel courageous? Do you feel like Superwoman? 9 a.m., you're set up, ready to go on a Monday morning for homeschool, ready to take on the week. Some days we'll have big wins, and other days we won't, and that's okay too. Ephesians 6:11 tells us about putting on the armour of God, and I believe that's important just now in our homes, that we put on the full armour, so we're ready, we're equipped to take on our weeks. And just like Deborah, whose heart was with the people, remember she was not only a judge, a warrior, a prophetess, and a worshipper, she was a mother. She was a dispenser and wellspring of life. Her examples and qualities are within each one of you. I've had days where I've wondered, have we really come through this? How are we ever going to get out of it? Have I done enough to support my family? Some days it's been hard to see yourself because it takes us all in different ways at different times. But your heart cares and loves for those in your home and in your wider circle. It says in Acts 17 verse 26, when you understand time correctly, you can grasp God and His purpose for your life. God has determined our appointed times in advance. He knew in this generation that we would live through a pandemic. He has equipped each one of us to survive, to get through it. He's given us all the qualities that we've read about and listened to today. Each one of them are within you. We've seen many seasons in a day, and that's just not the typical Peterhead weather. We've seen many seasons in the house. You maybe had battles at breakfast time, the unexpected visitor on your work Zoom call, the extended bedtime because, well, there's no real school to get up for in the morning. They'll try anything just to get past Mum. And I'm here to tell you this morning that you can and you will get through, because once you see the back of COVID, we'll maybe face another challenge. It might not necessarily be a whole world challenge, but it'll be a challenge in your home. And with these qualities, you'll be able to push through to get through it. Because we need to be warriors in the Word, each one of you. That way we'll be able to strengthen our relationship with God. We will be able to be courageous in the decisions that we make. And most importantly, you'll be able to lead from the heart. He sees your heart. He knows that you want to be the best mum, the best carer, the best auntie, the best grandma, the best friend. But first, He wants your faith. With His faith, He will move mountains for you. I saw a Facebook post the other week, and it was a memory that a young lady had shared about a text message she received from her granda. And I asked her if I could share this with you this morning. And it said this: just got your text, my darling. We're thinking awful long to see you all. Hope you have a great, safe journey across the Atlantic and the next stop, Aberdeen, then home. What a lovely word that is, home. And there awaits you all the love in our hearts. That special memory just describes the love it is waiting for her when she got home. Where is your heart at this morning? Do you find peace in your life with the relationship you have with God? Will you ask Him to come in this morning? We can't have real friends over, but we can invite God in. Revelation 3 verse 20 says, behold, I am standing at the door knocking. If your heart is open to hear my voice and you open the door within, I will come in and feast with you and you will feast with me. I made a home in my heart for Jesus when I was 9. I was a young girl, but I was convicted that I knew I needed Jesus in my life. This has given me so much peace, so much hope. and helps me through the struggles and difficult and trying times that I have. At a time when we can't have family and friends over to our homes, we can let God in. God is knocking at your heart this morning. Are you willing to let him come in and do a work within you that will change your life forever? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you this morning for your word. Lord, we thank you that you care about each one of us and where we are today. Lord, I pray that if anyone who is watching this morning needs to ask you into their lives, Lord, that they can respond to you this morning. Lord, and we just pray this simple prayer. Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I've committed. Lord, I just invite you to come into my heart right now and do a work within me and help me get through each day with you by my side. We're just so thankful for your word this morning and how it leads and guides us. We're so thankful for each one of the ladies that is watching this morning, Lord. Let them know that they are loved. Let them know that they are prayed for and cared for. And we ask these things in your holy and precious name. Amen.